Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf vav. This shir is being given in New Delhi, India. And we're starting at the top line of vav omid aleph. Where the Gemara begins at Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi Omar. What is Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi coming to address? You remember yesterday in the Gemara on the Omid Beis, we had a memra of we had a Braisa, and the Braisa started off in the middle of Hey Amid Beis, Taner Rabbanan, not about 40% down the Omid. We had a Braisa, Taner Rabban Kishu Oimer, Min Habakar, Lamata She'en Tamil Oimer. Remember, we learned yesterday that at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, first pasuk is Vayikra Moshe, Vayidaber Shem Elov, Ne'oil Moyed Leimar. And then the next pasuk says, Dabba b'nei Yisov yamata lehem, Odom ki yakra mikem karben la'ashem min ha'behema, min ha'bukar, and min ha'tzoyin ta'kriv v'skabancha. So the first pasuk already uses the expression, min ha'behema min ha'bukar. And then the next pasuk begins, im oyla karbonai min ha'bukar, zohar tamim mi'akri venu. So there it says again, min ha'bukar. It's afraid to braise. Why does it have to say min ha'bukar twice? I'll tell you why. Shein Tamalim, it was unnecessary to repeat Minabakar. Elohoitzi es a treifa. Go and exclude a treifa. If you have an animal which is a treifa, it is possible for a carbon. That sounds very straightforward. But the Gemara now asks a shaila. I don't understand what I need a pasik for. I can learn it from a kalvachoimer, baleidina. What's a kalvachoimer? Umadach, a balmum, an animal which is a balmum. Right? An animal just tripped, broke its leg, it's a balmum. Mutaris the hedjit. As long as it didn't puncture anything, what's not one of the Yudchei's treifas, it's mutl hedjit, but asur l'gvoya. Avad is asur l'gvoya, it's the chabalmum. Treifa, asur l'hedjit. We're not allowed to eat a treifa. Treifa means an animal that has one of the Yudchei's treifas. For instance, it has a hole in the lung, it has a perforation in one of its major organs, what have you. We'll learn about this in Miachem, third parak. Which is also hedged, ain't it necessarily going about that about it's also the gvoya. So what do I need a passing when I buck law? It's a treif. I can learn it from a kalva chayim. So the braisa said, choyra, I cannot learn from a kalva chayim because I have a pirch on the kalva chayim. And the braisa went back and forth until the braisa finally concluded, it looks like we can learn it from a kalva chayim. However, im he shavta. If for some reason you'll be able to give a tshuva, in other words, a pirch on this kal v'chaymer, tam aloymer lahoitzi es ha-treif. So Gemara concluded that Bryce and the discussion by saying, ma im he shafta. What possible pirch can I ask on the kal v'chaymer that I have to come to this pasig min abaka lahoitzi es ha-treif? And the Gemara started giving six answers. And now we're up to the answer of Rav Shisha here on the top of Vav. Again, what's the purpose of Rav Shisha? He's come to tell us, what do I need a mina bakar for? Why don't I learn it simply from a kal v'chomer, from a balmum? Zokim Rav Shisha b'rei David Yomar mishum li'ikal ha'meimar lehedredina v'teisu b'ma'atzad. I'll tell you why we need a pasuk, because otherwise I would have learned from a ma'atzad. What's the ma'atzad? Remember yesterday we said perhaps we should go and learn our din of treifa from the din of Malika. What's such a din of Malika? That Malika is a type of thing which is osir lehedjit and mutal gvoya. And therefore perhaps our treifa should be in the same category. That it's osir lehedjit, you and I are now allowed to eat our treifa, we're now allowed to eat a Malika. But maybe just like Malika is mutal gvoya, maybe treifa is also mutal gvoya. That was one sad we had yesterday. And the Gemara said, no, it's kind of design, because you know the reason why Malika is Osir lehedjit, Malam Malika Shekin Kidushasa Oisrasa. The Isser stems, its origins are in Hilchos Kedusha. What a Hilchos Kedusha? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do a Malika, and that's the way to bring your Kabonois, Oilas Oif, and Chatas Oif. So the Kedusha is what it causes to make it the Isser. Masha Enkin said Rashi yesterday, Treifa has nothing to do with Kedushasa Oisrasa. As soon as the animal is born with a Treifa, it's already Osir. Having nothing to do with whether or not you're going to bring it for a carbon. So this is Kedushasa Yisrasa. Maybe that's the only case where the Torah says that it's an Isser Hedjit, but Mutalik Vaya. So you can't bring a Raya from Malika. But let's bring a Raya from Chayla Vedam Yechicha. How are we going to bring Chayla Vedam? Chayla Vedam we know is Asur Vehedjit. You and I now let eat Chayla Vedam. Chas HaShalom, if you do, Kares. Sure, you have to bring karm chatas. That's the major matirim that you have by every single karm. The dam, the zrikas, the dam is the matir. And then the chalavim are, of course, the aymerin that you put on the mizbeach. So that's the big, big stuff, if you will. Ligvaya. See, here too, you have a case of something which is osur lehedyet and mutar ligvaya. So learn from that treifa. That treif is also osur lehedyet and mutar ligvaya. Maybe you're allowed to go and bring a karbon treifa. And that's what I need the minabakar for. Lehoitzias atreifo. Says, well, you can't learn it from Chelev Adam, because my Chelev Adam is a king boim mechlal heter. Because the Chelev Adam, you know why it's mutal gvoya? Because most of this animal, in fact, the rest of this animal, are all mutter. In other words, even though you and I don't eat the Chelev Adam, we're not allowed to eat, but we're allowed to go and eat the rest of the animal, which is, let's say, 80%, 90%, yeah, that's totally mutter each time. So even though Chelev Adam were discriminated against, if you will, or segregated, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't eat the Chelev Adam, but the rest of it you're allowed to eat. And that being the case, that's the reason why it's mutter l'gvoya, because even by hedget, the rest of the animal is mutter. So, by gvoya, chelev adam is mutter. By shenke, by treifa, the entire animal from its toenails to its horns, the entire animal is osir, osir, osir. I don't literally mean the footnails to its horns, because that's not edible anyway. But you get the point. 100% of the animal is totally osir, by a treifa, and therefore since it's osir, you cannot bring a raya from chelev adam, where bederach kal 80%, 90% of the animal is mutar. Sokti moras oibazoyet. I cannot learn from Malika, and I cannot learn from chelev adam. Abba sokti mora Malika teichiach. Malika, of course, the entire oiv is osir if you do a Malika outside. In other words, if you're not doing a carbon, but rather you're just doing a Malika outside the base of Migdash on a bird, then of course you are causing it to become awesome. A Malika makes the bird to be awesome, Mishum Treifa, Mishum Deveila. And therefore, not one part of that, not 1% of this oif is mutter. And nevertheless, the Torah said, it's mutter legvoya. So here too, when you're talking about the treifa, even though it's totally osur lehedyet, just like the malika side, but maybe it's mutter legvoya. However, you can't learn a raya from malika, because malika can do shasay sras. You could, let's learn from chelev adam. Chelev adam, I can't learn from chelev adam. She came by mechal hetzer. So therefore, chosar din yizek. Hatzad Hashem Hashem shasur lehedyet mutar legvoya. Afani obi treifa, afu pishasur lehedyet, they mutar legvoya. Learn mutar matzad, like you have throughout Shas. You can't learn from each one individually, because each one is a pircha. Learn from the two together. And now, based on this, it's wonderful. Since based on this mahatzad, I would have thought that a treifa, alpha pisha sura lehedyet, it's mutar ligvoya. That's what I need a pasuk min habakar for. Lahoiti to tell you that it's osur ligvoya. One second. Malatzad Hashem 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 Shekin mitzvasa mekach. Both by the chelev adam and by the malika, you know why it's mutar legvoya? Because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom told you to do. You look in Parashiyos, Vayikra, Tzav, etc. The Torah says, you know what you got to do to have a good carbon? You have to use the dam. But I'm not going to eat dam. It's osur. But as the Rabbeinu Shalom gezok, that's exerus akosim, that it's osur to you. I dafka want that on the mizbeach. Same thing when you're talking about the malika. Chas v'shalom, you got to do a shechita of oifus. You can't go and do malika on chickens or on any other type of fowl. That would be a foul act. However, the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Beis Hamikdash, that's what you got to do. Okay, so that's mitzvah v'kach. My she'enkin by treifa, we don't say Kodesh Baruch Hu ever said, yeah, I want you to bring a treifa. That's a gishmaka thing. Bring a treifa. We never saw something like that. So therefore, I have right a pircha on the mahatzad. Since I have a pircha on the mahatzad, that mahatzad falls away. What do I need my pasik for? Min abakar lahoitzi esat reifa. Elom Ravashi. Now we have the final teretz. Again, we're trying to address why do I need this pasik, and why did the brayse say the im heishavta? We have a pircha on the kal v'chomer. What's the pircha? What's the kal v'chomer? Elom Ravashi. Shem deikol meimam eikar the dina pircha. The reason is because I'm going to go back to the very, very beginning of the brayse. Very beginning, the Braisa said, you know how I know that a treifa is osur ligvoya? Mehecha kamaisis lo, I brought a raif from Balmum. What was the raif from Balmum? Remember, we started off the Braisa. Madacha Balmum, which happens to be mutterly hedget. is Osir Gevoya. A trefa which is Osir Lehedyet is the Chavad, the Osir Gevoya. That's what the Kavachayim is. Says he, no, that Ganzach Kavachayim is Gunish. Malah Balmun Shekhin Osir Bei Makrivin Kikrev. You know why Balmum is so Osir Gevoya? Because Rabbi Yishalim said not only the Korban is not allowed to be a Balmum, but the Koyin is not allowed to be a Balmum. If you have ganze psukim at length in Sefer Vayikra, averis, shover, gibein dak, etc., all different types of mumin, sai legabi the behema, and lahabdul sai by the kohen. Abal mum is no mum. So she also by makriven means the kohanim that are doing the avodah, that are makriv the kabbalas. They have the same status like kraven, just like the korban itself. Masha'en came, the gabi treifa zotrashi. If a kohen happens to be nebuchad treifa, it's a rachmanis, so you have to say tillim for him, but there's nothing that stops him from doing the avodah. There's no issur for a kohen who's a bal mum to do the avodah. A kohen who's a bal mum cannot do the avodah. But if he's a treifa, that doesn't pass. If you have a kohen who's a treifa, not a bal mum, often the two will overlap. Often a balmum will be a treifa, often a treifa will be balmum. But these are two separate categories. So therefore, the kavuchen that you brought from balmum is hyped as neshul. The whole rai from balmum was madach balmum mutter lehedyet osir legvoya. So now there's got to be a treifa which is osir lehedyet, should certainly be osir legvoya. The reason why balmum is osir legvoya because balmum is a gewaldige chumra that we don't find by treifa. That both the animal and the makrev, the koyin, have to be rein, have to be pure from a mum. Masha'en ken legabi treifa, we don't see this. So therefore that kal v'chomer falls away. Since it falls away, that's what I need a pasuk for. One second, Miravacha, Sabal, Ravashi, Yoitzidoifin Yechiyah. That kal v'chomer is this, the pircha that you just had on the kal v'chomer. What was your pircha? She can also be makrim and kekrevim. That pircha is nishka gita pircha. I'll bring you right from Yoitzah Doifin. What's a Yoitzah Doifin? Shlei osa boi makriv mikir kraven. Hum mutal hedyet, osa l'gvaya. So essentially, forget about mamum. Let's go straight to Yoitzah Doifin. Yoitzah Doifin, everybody knows, means that a behema which was born through a kaiserschnitt, they call it a C-section, washtayt and posik, shor eiches voy eis ki yivoleid, voy yeshivas yom tachasimo yom yom yishmini v'holo yirot v'karbon yishul Hashem. Oh! So the only carbon which is roy to be brought is only if it's akiyavolet metaleda, not if it's extracted metayoytzadoyfin from the mommy's womb. It does look Ravacha Sabal Ravashi yoytzadoyfin yichich shli also by makriv mikikrevim. There is only dinim in the carbon if it's a yoytzadoyfin. If the carbon itself is a C-section, possible. But the koyin comes in. That's not one of the questions we ask him on his admissions. Please tell us, are you a yoytzadoyfin or not? What's it your business? I don't even remember. I was a baby then. How am I supposed to know? Anyway, Yoytzadoyfin is no problem by a Kohen. A Balmum there is. But no problem by Yoytzadoyfin. Nevertheless, a Mutal Hedyin. It's a Mutal Hedyin. It also took us a half an hour till we found it. A Mutal Hedyin and a Yoytzadoyfin dick animal. When you go and buy an animal in the store, you go to your meat store that has a good Tashkocha. The Hashkocha should include whether it was properly geshochten, whether they did a good bedika, whether they did a good malicha, but none of the hashkachas, to my knowledge, ask whether the animal was a yoytzadoyfin. So therefore, there is no issue of yoytzadoyfin legabi hedyin, mutal hedyin, v'asa legvoya, because of kiyev oled. And therefore, now let's go and learn the din of treifa from yoytzadoyfin, that just like yoytzadoyfin is mutal hedyin, v'asa legvoya, al achas kamo v'kamo. If you're talking about a treifa, which is also lehedyet, about it should be also legevoya lechira shtarka kal b'chayim. What do I need the pasuk min abakar for? Chaducha pasuk that it's also legevoya based on this kal b'chayim from yoytzei doifin. Yeah. Talk to you more. No, that kal b'chayim from yoytzei doifin is gunish mal yoytzei doifin. She can ain't a kaddish b'chayira. The reason why by yoytzei doifin we cannot bring for a korban because in yoytzei doifin there's no dinim of b'chayira. What means no dinim b'chayira? Everybody knows that an animal is only a din of peter rechem. Peter rechem means an animal that came out through the psichas harechem, and that is the din of b'chayr. Sai lagabe a child, and lahabdul lagabe a behema. Same thing has got to be a peter rechem. So the din of b'chayr does not apply to yoytze doifin. Ah, so that's the reason why yoytze doifin is osir legvoya. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yoytze doifin, I don't want it for b'chayr. I don't want it for a carbon. Masha'en ken lagabe the din of treifa. If a child is born Nebuchadrefa, these things happen, it still could be a Bechor, no problem. If a Bechor is born Nebuch with Tarfis, he's missing, he has a hole in the lung, a hole in the heart, you have to get good surgery, and then Gajbarcha should send it to Fushalema, but that doesn't take away from his Bechorshav. Same thing applies to the animal. If the animal is born a Trefa, if it's the first one, it's the first one. So therefore, even though the Yitzhoyfin cannot be good Ligvoya, maybe the treifa could be kosher legvayim. So if I have a pirch, I can't learn from Yitzhak. So it's more of a balvom yechiyach. However, that kalvachoyme that you're trying to ask, trying to bring from Yotze Doifin, or the pircha that you're trying to bring on the Yotze Doifin, what's the pircha? That pircha is gunish. Because I can learn from balmum. Balmum, there is no such requirement legabe b'choyra. If you have a baby born, say a human being, or say chas v'shalom, a child that's born, and it's the first born, it's a kodesh b'mechayra, even though the child, or the baby, or the animal is a balmum. So, vayta, let's go and learn now from balmum. That just like a balmum is mutter lehejit, ba'asr legvoya, kol shkein, our case of the treifa, which is asr lehejit, should certainly be asr legvoya. She says, yeah, but I can't bring a right from Balmum, because while Balmum, she can also be Makrim Kikrait. You know why Balmum, it's an Isser Ligvoya, it's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Machmir when it comes to Balmum. He says, a Balmum, not only if the Behem is a Balmum, is it also, but even if a Kohen who's Makriv is a Balmum, he is possible to do the Avoider. Mashenki and the Gabi Treifa, there's no such din that the Kohen is not allowed to be a Treifa. So therefore, you cannot learn from Balmum. Yoytze Doifin proves that this Chumra of Makriven Kikraven is garnished, because by Yoytze Doifin you have the exact same situation. It's only the Behema, if it's a Yoytze Doifin, it's disqualified, ineligible to be a carbon. But if the coin himself is a Yoytze Doifin, no problem. There is no Makriven Kikraven. Yeah, the problem is that you can't learn it from Yoytze Doifin, because in Yoytze Doifin there is no Din Eina Kaddish B'Bechayr. Okay, you're right. But that's not a chumah, because I can go and learn now from Balmum, where it is Kodesh B'Bukhar. But I can't learn from Balmum, because Kraven, Makri, we can Kraven. Big deal, but I can learn from Yoytze Doifin. So you go back and forth, Chazer Din, Levi Zekir, 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 Hatzadash, B'Shem, Shemutarim, Lehegyid, Vasurim, Legivoya. Both the Yoytze Doifin, as well as the Balmum, they have the same bottom line common denominator. What's the lowest common denominator? The both of them are mutter lehedyid v'asurim legvoya, and there's no special chumrah based on makrivim kekrevim, because they see Yotze Doifin doesn't have that chumrah. There's no special chumrah that ain't a kodesh v'b'choyra, because Balmum doesn't have that chumrah, and nevertheless also legvoya. So now here it says the kolshkin. Word kolshkin is inappropriate since we're learning a So in fact, if you look at the bays on the second line of the Masoret Hashas, Afani Ovi Treifa, just through the Hedjid, just like Atzad Hashem Shemen, both by the Balmum and the Yoytze Doifin, Mutla Hedjid, but also like for you, Afani Ovi Treifa, just Madach through the Hedjid, Avarte Yasura Legivoya. 1 second, I got a big problem. Malta Shava Shaman Shikenli Hutru Mechlolon. Fame betrayfa shutra mechlolo. You know why those two? Excuse me. The Balmum and the Yotze Doifin are also the Gvoya, because we don't find ever a heter. They're always usher 1,000% of the time. Not 100%, 1,000% of the time. Masha Enkein, when you're talking about our case of the Treifa, Amol Amol, it's mutter. When is the treif ever mutter? Treif be treif shehutra mechlala. There is that. Om the Ravach of Reder, Om the Ravashi. Treif shehutra mechlala mahi. Ooh, I never heard of a treif being mutter. Never. Oh, I'll tell you why. Ilema malika da oilesa oiv ligvoya. Ah, every time a koyin does a malika, what does he do? So we always think about the fact he uses the tzipoyin instead of a sakin. He goes from the back before he takes breath. All of that is true. But he causes the oif to become a treifa even before this oif dies. Because what does the kohen do with the tzipoyin from the back of the neck? He severs the major esophagus and the food pipe and the windpipe, the trachea and the esophagus. And that's even before, or forget, he goes and cuts the mafrekis, the spine of the bird, even before he severs the two major pipes, and therefore even before he gets to the Mokka Mashchitza, the two simanim, this oif is already a treif. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Yo, that's fine. It's no problem with it." If you look at the almost halfway down the Rashi, it says Malika, last word on the line. The Rashi Malika treifihi. Why? Because what do you do? The choitech shedra umafrekis. This lechachila means from the very outset, even before he severs the two simanim, from the very beginning, it's choitech shedra umafrekis. Shedra umafrekis is referring to the spine and the vertebrae, etc. Kinerim perikam the shchitas for them. Vuhotra legvoya. Michlal isr lehejit. Ah, afadihovi treifa. So what does Gemara mean to say? So Gemara means to say is, when it comes to a balmum by a carbon, we never find any exceptions. When we have a yoytze doifin, there are no exceptions. By a treifin, there is an exception. What's bothering you, Leiby?
Is that one of the yutches treifis?
What is it? 100%.
Yeah?
Avad. Should we get to Sechtes Chulin, first Mishnah, third parak, first Mishnah, but Shemzein, Ale Gutzazach. Anyway, so Zotimar, Ilay Malika Doilas Oif Ligvoya, and therefore that's the heter of Treifa Mechlola. If that's the case, Balmum Nami, Boifis Ishterure Ishteri, Thomas Vizachris, Behemoth, Thomas Vizachris, Boifis, the very same way that you're saying that by the Malikas Oilas Oif, that's the exception to the rule where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can use a Treifa, guess what? That's the very same oif where Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can even use a balmum, because at the very beginning of Parshas VeYikra, the pasuk that we're quoting before, im oila karbonai min habakar zachar tamim yakrivenu, zachar zachris, tam is tamis, and the Gemara Darshins, we only find this requirement, these requirements, only by behindness. By oifis, we never find such a requirement. So therefore, you can go and bring a female oif, and you can go and bring an oif that has a mum. It's not going to be a machisar aiver. We've had that many times, a machisar aiver, but it's possible. However, if it's just a bal mum, no problem. So just like you're telling me by treifis, there is a, if you will, a yoitzadoifin, it's a heter machloloi, there is an exception to the rule. And since there's an exception to the rule, I might have thought that it's mutter legvoya. That's why I need a pasim in a boker. Lehoitzi. No. The same heter I find, ulzel gabi oifis. Just like you're telling me the malikas oif involves the treifin, that's mutter lechatchila. Guess what? The same thing applies to, if you have an oif which is a balmum, it's also mutter lechatchila. So it's also hutra mechlala. So what the Gemara said before, ma'alatzad shevesh behen shekein lehutra mechlala. Remember, what are the two ma'atzad? Learning from a balmum together with the yoytze doifin. Okay, yoytze doifin, we don't find the hetem mechlala, but we do find the gabi balmum. We're by oifis. He's talking about, well, who's talking about oifis now? We're talking about behemah. Yeah, but you're saying toiv betreif shehutra mechlala. You're also talking about what's the hetem mechlala by oifis. So it's exactly the same. Just like you find that malikas oif, that's a heter, an exception to the rule of treifa. So an oif which is a balmum is also an exception to the rule by hilchos treifos. El is a gemara. You're right. Forget about the yoytzid. Forget about the hutra mechlola. The gabi malikas oilas oif. Let's go now to malikas chatas oif. What is the benefit of going now to malikas chatas oif? Because until now, when we spoke about the malikas oilas oif, as everybody knows, oilas oif is kula kolu on the mizbech. The only thing that you're not, you don't go and burn from the oilas oif, you take out the mur of a noitza, then you make sure that the kohen has a good pitching hand, so you can throw it all the way down to the base of Deshem on the other side of the kevish, and depending on which corner he happens to be, it might be over 30 amis, or he has to have a very good pitcher's hand. So I get, just like Whitey Ford. Everybody's telling me, you're dating yourself. Okay, it was a luchtina, a kenish man. Anyway, so that's the gabe, the oilas oif. But malikas chatas oif, the only thing that goes on the mizbeach, malikas chatas oif, is the abyssal ablit. That kleinekite. Remember chatas oif there too. You have a hazor, and then you have a mitzui. But you're talking about a little turtle dove that fits into the palm of a hand, you can imagine there's no huge quantity of blood. So that's the only thing that goes on the mizbeach. The rest of the oif is eaten by the kohanim. Now how can the kohanim eat that? Treif! This animal, this bird before it died, a second before, it had a broken cheder and mafrekis. That's from the Yud Ches Treifis. So, Freitimor, Malika Bechasas Oif, Likoyhanim, that is the Hoitzi Mechlala, that's what the Gemara says, Hutru Mechlala. What's Hutru Mechlala? Although normally, anytime we're talking about a treifa, it's totally osur, but there is an exception to the rule, and that is a malikas chatas oif likoyhan. Oh, so let's learn from that, Hazvos, that your mahatzad is not a good mahatzad. You want to bring a mahatzad from a case of balmum, together with the oitz and oifin, there it's osur lehejit. That's mutter legvoya, it's a lachas kam v'kam. In our case, there it happens to be mutter lehejit. In osur legvoya, it's a kolshkin in our case, where it's osur lehejit, it should be osur legvoya. No, by treif, I find sometimes that hedyoitim, meaning the kahanim, are allowed to go and eat from a treifa, where by the malikas chatas oif, and therefore you're comparing apples and oranges, you cannot learn one from the other. Maybe a treifa would be a good carbon after all.
I'd have to go to the shedra.
Sorry?
Why do I have to resort to saying the shedra is what makes, cutting the shedra before is what makes a treif?
That's how you do the malika.
I understand. But once the fact that you do malika at all, that's tarfus. There's no other, can't do malika on anything else. It becomes why start with tarfus?
If you don't cut the mafrekis and the shedra, but you just go and do from the back with your fingernail, it's like shechting with a bad chalif, where it has pegimois, and you did an improper shechita. So it doesn't become a treifa, but it becomes a nevela. So you say, they're both also to eat. I agree. We're trying to bring a hutra machlova in hilchis treifas. Where do I find an animal that is called a treif? When we speak in Yiddish or in English, we say the animal's treif. We use that as a very colloquial term, even when you put in milk inside the chulent. Oi, it's treif. It's not treif. The maximum is a bosser b'cholot. See, if you went and bought a piece of chas and you eat a piece of bacon, treif, a tuna shes. But it's not treif. It happens to be bosser tomato. Bosser behemoth tomato. So here too, you're right when you say that something is an avail. Oh, it's treif. It's really not treif. It has to have hilchas tarts.
You need shechita, right? You need roif shnayim.
Right.
And in the treifa, if it would have been machza wouldn't have been roif. Mm-hmm.
Be an avail, it wouldn't be a treifa. It would be an avail.
It's not a treifa. The windpipe.
Mm-hmm. That depends. You have to look up in the Sech Sanhedrin there. It talks about.
It's part of the process. You can't make a malika only if you're doing the shedra.
I think it's only the only only simon treifa is by the two pipes if it's roif and not if it's just half.
Oh.
So there would not be a treifa yet, but it would be an avail if the animal dies. Anyway. We're okay now? So bottom line is, we originally wanted to bring a mahatzad from Balmum together with Yoytze Doifin. The both of those are mutter lehedyoit. We're all allowed to eat a cow or a lamb or a goat that had a broken leg as long as it didn't cause any hilchis tarfis. And we're all allowed to go and eat an animal which was a Yoytze Doifin. Nobody goes to the meat store and say, I have a special chumra, I only eat from cows which were naturally born, not C-section born. So therefore, that's all mutter lehejit. But it's also the kvaya. Baruch Shalom says, you're now going to bring a bang, you're now going to bring a Yoytze Doifin. Ki yevole, Amar Rahman. Aha. So madach, those two are mutter lehejit and osur lekvoya, is certainly the case of treifa, which happens to be osur lehejit, should certainly be osur lekvoya. Says Yimora, I have a pirch on that, because those two, we never find any exceptions to the rule. Which two? The Balmum and the Yoytze Doifin, they're always pasul lekvoya. Mashenkin, we do find a case of tarfis, which is mutter lekvoya. Tarfis, mutter lekvoya? Yeah. Every malika is chatzos oif, where the kahanim are allowed to go and eat from that carbon. It's the treifa. So you see, even by carbonis, there is an exception to the rule. So maybe you're allowed to go and bring a treifa the chatchila. That's why you need a pasuk min habakar loitzi is a treifa. So Gemara, nine. That that you said, malika is chatzos oif the kahanim, and you see that hutra mechlola kahanim yishulchan gavoya kazachu. It's not pshat that they on their own are allowed to go and eat from it. It's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that after you do the hazor and the mitzvah hadam, the chatzis oif, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, now I give you a present, you can go and eat from the rest of the oif. So, how does that answer the question? Because once you're telling me that it's no longer a hedjit or a koihanim thing, but it's a gavoya, it's a mshuchan gavoya thing, so then we come back to the case of the oifois, where you have an oif, which is a balmum. Same way that you're trying to say that I cannot learn the din of treifa from Balmum and Yoytze Doifin because there's a hutra mechlola about treifa. What's a hutra mechlola? That the kahanim can go and eat from the malika, even though the malika causes a tarfus. No. Oy bazoy. So there's a hutra mechlola by Balmum as well. That what happens if the very oif that you are using now for malika also happens to be, for instance, a Balmum. Just giving that as to dramatize, you can have the exact same oif. Both the problem of tarfis because of the fact that the kohen is doing the malika, it can also be a balmum because tamas v'zachris bebehema, then tamas v'zachris be'oifois. So you see, just like it's a heta mechlola for purposes of tarfis, it's a heta mechlola for purposes of balmum. So vaita, we don't have a pircha. So to my vela parachachi, I got a brand new pircha. What's my pircha? Malzad of shem hen she came mumman nikar. Tein betreifa shekein ein mumma nikar. And mishimachi yitzrich kra. We finally come to the final pircha. And that's what the Gemara started off with yesterday. What did the Brice mean? Im heishavt. If you could find that tshuva on our kal v'chayim, that's why I need the pasik. Vos v'ra kal v'chayim, vos v'ra tshuva. I agree with you that the final limud is the one that I'm learning from the Balmum, together with the Yoytze Toifin. Both of those have to be mutter lehedjit, osu legvoya, is called shkein, our case of the treifa. If it's osu lehedjit, certainly should be osu legvoya. Oh, but one second. Malat tadashem shem shem became mumman nikar. Mumman nikar means that the mum is out in the open. Nikar doesn't mean necessarily that if you see it from afar, oh, you see it's a balmum. Because you'll remember, balmum is even if you're talking about a cataract, even if you're talking about doikin shiba'ayin, is already, or if they make a slit in the nivs wasayim or in the eyelids or something. That was the whole masa bekamtsim bar kamtsim, remember, that started the whole chorm beis amigdash, the whole process. So when we say mumen nikar, doesn't mean that as soon as you see the behemoth from 50 feet away, I see it's a balmum. It just means that you can notice this tarfus when you get close to the animal. You can notice the balmum when you get close to the animal. Masha ain came and you're talking about the tarfus, you can have behemoth been treif its entire life, and you'll never know until you shecht it and open up all of the b'nei me'ayim, and you start checking on the heart and checking on the liver, and you check on the lungs, all of the 18 treifas that we're going to learn about in Mir Tashem in Masech Tashchum. So therefore, there, the case of a treifa is not begoloi, a balmum is begoloi. One second. A yoytze doifin is also not begoloi. If you look at an animal, you inspect it from the top to bottom and bottom to top, with alamina tests, you're not going to know that it's a C-section. How is that considered to be begolui? It's a shvera concept. So Rashi says, you know why there is begolui? The istli kola v'hakol yoydim. In other words, apparently C-sections were not that common years ago. In fact, many years ago before they had anesthesia, both Lagabi and Mami giving birth to a C-section, as well as Lahabdul, an animal giving birth to a C-section. Guess what happens? Often that those animals, or Chas v'Shalom, the babies, didn't live. And therefore, to have a C-section that's living, people, unless, you see, this is a miracle animal. It's a Yoytze Doifin. What's a miracle animal? It was not born. It was extracted from, really? Wow! So that's considered to be begotten. So bottom line is, that's now the pircha on the Mahatzat. That both the case of the Balmum, it's begolui. You can inspect the animal, go make all the tests, and you will eventually come and see the mum. Same thing will be legabi the case of the yoytze doifin, since it's mufursam, it has a kol. Mashenkin tarfis, you can do whatever tests you want. Maybe today with X-rays, with MRIs and stuff like that, maybe you could tell the tarfis. But certainly in the times of the Torah, in terms of the Gemara, there's no such thing as being able to detect a tarfis unless you open it up and you make your bedik. Aha. And so therefore, because of that, since tarfus is not so big golui that it's a dover osur, maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom said, okay, you can use it for carbon. It's not your fault. When you bought this animal in the animal store, he gave you a full warranty and guarantee. But ultimately, the mice said, it's a taifa. What are you supposed to do? And therefore, you cannot learn from that matzah. Shemachi, it's trichra. So bottom line is, I wanted to learn the din of treifa from a mahatzad, from a balmum, and from a yotzer. What would I do with Hefty? From a Baal Mumin Yoytze Daifin, to go and say that it's Osir Ligvoya, says him, well, you can't, because those are Begoli, this is not Begoli, so it would be Mutter after all. If it's Mutter after all, why can't I bring a Treifa? That's why I have the second Minabaka Lamata, Lahoytzias a Treifa. With this, we have finally concluded that lengthy Shakla Bataria back and forth, all the Kalbachimis, all the Pirchas, all the Matzats that we started off with yesterday. But now the Gemara is going to ask a bomba kasha. And this has been a kasha that's been bothering all of us since yesterday, because Rabbi Karsh already asked this kasha yesterday when we were learning the Gemara. Utreif mihachan nafka, the fact that a treif is also is from this extra minabakar, mihasam nafka. Remember we learned back on Hey Omer Aleph, we have another pasuk. It says in Yecheskel mimashke Yisrael, minamutli Yisrael. And therefore, is a treif a mutli Yisrael? No! So from that I know that a treif is also. What do I need our pasuk of him in a buck? Isn't that what you asked yesterday?
Yes.
Kivadik. And we have even a third pasuk. What's the third pasuk? The Gabi Masa Bahaimu, it says, the Koyla Shiyava Tachas HaShavit, who asir yir koydish la Hashem. And the Gemara Darshans elsewhere, prat litreifa she'ena oiveres, a treifa is considered to be a shvacha animal, if I know that the animal is a treifa. Of course I don't know. But if I know that the animal is a treifa, you're excluded. You don't go under a tachas hashavet. You're a treif. Why? Because it has to be an animal that has the ability to be oive tachas hashavet. And if I see that this animal is a treifa, especially according to Maniyama, the treifa ain't a chai. But even if you're a treifa chai, a blamaisa, this is an infirm animal. It's very delicate because it's kenish guy, like a regular animal. So a treifa is disqualified from maaser b'haim. So yeah, you're talking about, well, maybe there's a special din in Maaser B'Chayim. Maybe it doesn't apply generally, generically to all Kabbalists. And the answer is, says Rashi, it does apply. Why? Because I learned Tachas, Tachas. Here it says the Pasuk, Mikoil Ashiyavar, Tachas Ashavet, Wasi, Yeh Koinish, it's in Maaser B'Chayim. And the Gabi, regular Kabbalists, I learned from, Shor Oy Chesav Oy Eis, Ki Yevolet, Voy Yeshivas Yomim, Tachas Imoy, Umiyem Ashmini B'Holam, Tachas, Tachas, all animals which are treifas are disqualified. So bottom line is, if somebody asks you, how do I know I can't bring a treifa for a carbon? I have three separate psukim. What do I need three psukim for? Does the Gemara discussion. The Imam Mashke Yisrael would only be the apostate of yesterday Mashke Yisrael. Have a minimum of the Heichadoli Hoysel Shasa Koysher Dumya de Orlo Kloyakarim. Maybe the only treifa animal which is disqualified is that it had some sort of congenital disease or illness. That as soon as the animal was born, the allegories of Doctorim all said, Kilim Kiachar Oinim Ba'im Voy Beira, treifa, treifa, treifa. Maybe then it's treif. However, Aval Hoysel Shasa Koysher. If you're talking about an animal that was born like a regular normal animal, and then after that it got some sort of disease or some sort of trauma or whatever that caused it to become a treifa. Aim it's kasha. Maybe I would attack it be kosher. Maybe it's got to be mi beten umileido a treifa. But if it only became a treifa later on, maybe it's kosher. Because that even though the kedusha came later on, afterwards it all times, in other words, initially it was okay. But by the time they did that Masa Behema, Kolesh Yavatachas Hashavit, if at that time it was already a Treifa, it's no longer an Oivatachas Hashavit, disqualified. Because Raman Kolesh Yavatachas Hashavit, Amamina, Lemute Hecha, the Nitrefa, Vilopsoi Figdisha, Domi the Maser. Every time the Masa Behema, by definition, the Treifa came first, and the Hegdish came second. In other words, the hegdish that I wanted to impose on this animal, because I'm ready to go and let it be oivetachas hashavet. No, you can't. There's a big sign on the animal. It's a treifa. So it was a treifa before the hegdish. Ah, but hegdish was oiv nitrefa. What happens if I bought an animal and I was makdashit and it looked like a most beautiful animal in the world, and then unfortunately on the way to Beis Hamikdash, the behema tripped and Nebuchadnezzar got a hole in the lungs as a result of a terrible trauma, or maybe one of the buses and one of the rickshaws went into one of these behemoths that weren't able to avoid it, which I assume happens from time to time here in India. Then it was a beautiful animal. I would think it would be kosher for a carbon. The word tzrichi is l'chayr, you don't normally have that in the Gemara, and that's why it's in Masoreis Shas, because it could have just ended off. If that's why the Torah has to go and tell you all three psukim, both for the Shasa Koysha, Leois the Shasa Koysha, and that it was Nitrefa, we covered the whole waterfront. So we addressed your question of yesterday. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we start now a new Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah. Echad minchas choite. Minchas choite, remember, is that third of the three levels by a carbon oil of yared. Where do you have a carbon oil of yared? Only by three averis, shvuas vitoi, shvuas eidis, and metame mikdash for kedusha. What does it say by those three? If you have to be wealthy, bring a kizbos eater. Not so wealthy, two oithis. Very unwealthy, you have to go and bring a carbon mincha. That's called a minchas chaitim. Yechad minchas chaitim. Yechad kol menachas. Same thing applies across the board to all menachas. And the Gemara is going to ask, once you tell me it applies to all menachas, then just start the Mishnah. Kol menachas. Why do you have to start it? It's Gemara's kasha. Okay. Zok the Gemara, zok the Mishnah. Vech kol menachas, shekomtsan. If anyone that did the kemitza was a posela, and we have the same list in Masechet Zvachim by regular kabbanis, then instead of there, not by the kemitza, the mushul got the zrika sadam or the kabbalah, ever was a zor, not a koyin, an oinain, never the koyin is baninus, he's a tzvul yom, he toiled in a mikvah, but he didn't have herif shemesh yet. Mukhusa begotim, he's not wearing the big day koyin. Or mukhusa kippurim, that he's one of the zav, zova, yeletis. Probably most kahanim are not yeletis, if they're trying to do the avoida, as well as a mitzayra. Those are the four categories of mukhusa kippurim. Or, which means, yeah, he already did his tefillah, he had herif shemesh, but he didn't bring his kabbanis yet. Or shloi rochel, yodav ragel, he didn't go to the kiyar to do the chitzidam raglai. Or he's never an oral meitzu echos machmas mila, or he's never chatomek. Tell me, lechayr is a dollar poshet chakal v'chaymer from the others. Okay, we bring the whole laundry list. Matzchat full yom chosik poshet chatomek. Good. Tomei nishkifel because tomei is mutter v'tzibur. Good. Anyway, continuing on. A yoishiv. Yoishiv means he's not doing the avoida ba'amida, but he is sitting. You have to do the avoida ba'amida because it says in the pusik the lamed l'sharis. Lamed has got to be dafka ba'amida. When happens he's oimer gabi kema gabi behema gabi ragli chaveiroi. He's not standing on the floor. He's standing on a keli atar behema atar regel chaveiroi. And the other guy is probably screaming, "Get off my legs already!" What's halucha? Possible. Anyone, the reason is because that's considered to be a chatzitza. He has to have his feet well grounded on the ritzvah. Not on kid, not a behemoth, not ragli chamer. All these are possible. Next case, comments with smile. What happens if he did it with his left hand? He did the kmita, not the right hand. Parcel, the seder oimer, yachzer, the yachzer, the yikmoitz b'imin. After he did it with the left hand, and the other kahanim is screaming at him, "Hey, what, you do a left hand, you do my right hand, that's possible." What he can do is he can put it back together, put Humpty Bumpty back together again, right? So he spoke about Humpty Dumpty. So anyway, you can go put it back together into the kli where you had the whole mincha, and start from square one. Now notice Ben Beseder is only l'choira arguing the case of Kametz V'smart. What about all the others? What happens if there was a Zohar? A Yisrael comes and he does the kemitzah, and now the Kanim scream at him. Can you put it back inside the same kli, according to Ben Beseder, and do it over again? Or do you say the whole thing is possible? And the same thing for the entire laundry list. Anyway, the Gemara is going to address that on the Amid base. So does Ben Beseder matir to redo it, only in the case of Smile, or in all cases? Kametz V'olah B'yodli Tzeror. Oy garget melech, oy kartshel avoyna, posel. Nishomra koimitz hayeser, vachoser is posel. Kemitza is, as you know, one of the three of the avoidus hakoshes shebemikdash. What were the other two besides kemitza? Malika and chafina. Chafina of the traders on Yom Kodesh. So this is one of the avoidus koshes. Ah. One of the avoidus koshes is not just that you put the three fingers in, but you gotta make sure that there was nothing more and nothing less. Exactly, precisely the three. So therefore, if mixed into some of the flour that you're using now for the kmita, if you had a steindl, a little of the pebble, or you had a little bit of salt, or you had a little bit of lubaina, parcel, because it gotta be complete 100%, and since you have those other items, it's only 80%, 90%, 98%, there's not 100%. And the same thing is if it happens to be yeser. No, vezeo yeser. What's yeser? Shekomtze mevurats. He took a kmitza, and then you look at the coin, and you see that in between his fingers, you see that there is additional mincha sticking in between. It's gotta be the three fingers are closed, and they have the kmitza here, but not that you can see it in between the fingers, that means that there's too much. That would be yeser. Mevurats means like it's sprouting from all sides. Chaser is shekomtz in broish. That's why. So really, we don't need this final case, the chaser. We already gave the case of the chaser, the degar gemelech and kart. So the last toisus says on the bottom, agam nefarish yaser choyim nefarish chaser ki hoytzibay. Well, we already gave examples. Tzror gar gemelech, kart shlevoina. That's also mishum chaser. So what's the broish etzboy? So etzboy means that he took it in his fingers, but he didn't go and put it fully on his kafayad, but only did like, you know, halfway, three quarters of the way. He didn't try to make the maximum kmitza. Also no good. Good. Fakimar, Lamali Mr. Echad Minchas Choyv Echad Kol Menachas. Listening, Kol Menachas, she comes to Zar, be Oinen, etc., etc. What do I need? Echad Minchas Choyv. This is my Lib Shimon Itzrich. I need a good Lib Shimon. This sign. Om Lib Shimon, Bedinu Shetei Minchas Choyv, Tuna Shem Levoina. Can you imagine anybody else who brings a carb mincha, he has to add to it shemen and levoina. By the way, the levoina, you don't do a kmitza from levoina, you put it on the side. You only add the levoina subsequently to the incense when you're makter it. Anyway, you have the levoina in the original kli sharis together with the mincha. But the kmitza is only done from the mincha, not from the levoina. Good. Mazda. But bottom line is mincha schoite require and mincha requires shemen and levoina. Mincha schoite is a mincha chareva, like we had in the first Mishnah. No shemen, no levoina, without any additional trappings. So it's not really fair. When I happen to be a nice guy and bring carbon mincha, you have to add shemen levoina, an additional tax. It's not enough just to have flour. You gotta go and get shemen levoina. But if I'm a mincha schoite, I did a chait, okay. We relax all the requirements. All you have to go and bring is your mincha, it could be charev. Why? I'm the choyte. I should profit. I shouldn't have to pay that additional tax. The person shouldn't afterwards go around like a braggart and say, ha, did you see my mincha? There hasn't been a mincha like that for the last 24 hours. Ah, givaldigi mincha. So therefore, chareva, we kind of stick it to him. He should still feel remorse and want to be moide misvado on his chet. When you bring karma chatas, normally nesachim is referring to minchusim, neskem, kim dubush, by shesheren, parsh, neshren, oil, etc. Chatsiahim, yel, apart. You only normally bring nesachim by an oil and by a shlamim. And remember the other day we saw also by an asham mitzoyra. Very, very rare. You never bring nesachim by a chatas. Well, it says a chatas chelev. Chatas chelev is lav davka. That's just the classic case of a chatas. But any chatas, you don't have nesachim. Says anymore, but that's really not fair. The other guy who's bringing oil and shlom, he has to add on minchas nesachim. And he doesn't have to add. He shouldn't go around and feel like a groyser knacker. He brought such a beautiful carpet. So it says Imar, according to this Reb Shimon is the one that just said this. Remember, Reb Shimon is always doyish tam at the cross. He's explaining why minchas choyt and chatas chelev does not require these additional shemen levoina or additional nesach. So this Reb Shimon, so kedai techemena hoyu v'yomer Reb Shimon shleih karbonim mehudar ki kam tzila psulim nami discussion. Since Reb Shimon is saying that we have lightened the requirement when it comes to these two karbanas, the minchas choyte and a karban chatas, how we lightened up. You don't have to have your nesachim, you don't have to have your shemen levoina. It's a lighter carbon light. So I might think, okay, so you don't have to have pskihanim, pskoisim, yichis, all the way to arnakoy. Philipsulim would also be good. Sol kadai techemina, kamash malon, nine. Even though we were taking matir, Kadosh Baruch Hu was matir, a korban minchas choyte without shem levoina, but make sure no zorin, no oinin, and no mechusik kippurim, and no. That's the whole list. That's why I added at the beginning minchas choyte. Priti mar, hihachi, based on what you just said. Hasan nami listening, back in Masechta Zvachim, when we had a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, where it also said, kol hazvachim, shekiblu daman, zor vi oinin, and tfulyoim, and mechusik kippurim, and shloi rochus yadayim raglayim. The exact laundry list that we had in our Mishnah. Let that Mishnah start off the same way. Echad chatzos chelev yechad kol hazvachim. To go and tell you, Ali bin Lahoitzi fin Reb Shimon, I might have thought we lightened the requirements. No, in Chatzis Chelev you have to have, as be a koyin kosher, and nishka zar, nishka oinen. Vilei mil Reb Shimon, itzrich, say the same shtickle toira, start of Echad Chatzis Chelev, and say I'm doing l'kud Reb Shimon. Alma, what do we see from that mission zvachim? Given the tonal lake call, since it says call as vachim, velektani chut, kula mashma, that's the portion of mashma, is call means everything, unless it says chut. Hachanami, given the tonal call, since it says in the Mishnah, call amanachais, velektani chut, kula mashma. What do I have to start off? Echad minchas choyti viechad kol amanachais. Says him, I'll tell you why. It's true. So since back on Dav Beis on Mid Beis we said the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. How is it not like Reb Shimon? Because we started off Kolam Anochish Nimitzum Solishman Ksheirim Elish Olavam Lishum Choyva. And what did Reb Shimon say? No, they are Olavam Lishum Choyva. Maaseh Moichichen Oleha. Oh, so the first Mishnah doesn't go into Reb Shimon. So maybe our Mishnah also doesn't. Hoyav Yekim Lareishu Like Reb Shimon. Say for Namit Like Reb Shimon. Kamash Malon. That's why our Mishnah wants to go and tell you, nein, that those come according to Reb Shimon, that even Reb Shimon, who lightens up the requirements by Minchas Choyte and says you don't need Shema Levoina, but don't lighten it up by Zohar Metoinen Metvul Yom. No, there I bechuyev like your regular chiyuv. It's all to go and emphasize Reb Shimon. Good. Amar Rav. Rav says Zohar Shekamatz Yachzi. A Zohar that made a Kmitza, he can go and return it. Now, we're going to see that there are going to be three separate pshatim in Rav. We're going to be doicha pshat one, pshat two. We're going to get to the third pshat at the bottom of the yomit. Now, Zohar Shekamatz Yachzer, this sounds very much like Ben Beseder of our Mishnah, where Ben Beseder said, if a kohen who used his smoil Shekamatz, Yachzer, he can go and put it back. However, at the outset, our Gemara is assuming Rav goes according to the Tanakam. The Tanakam that said that Zohar Shekamatz is possible, but you can fix it. How can you fix it? Put it back in. You had Yankel, the Yisrael, who went and did the Kemitza. The Kahanim screaming at him and say, get out of here, Kinder Aros. And now a new Kohen takes the Kemitza, puts it back in. And you start from square one. So when Rav Zohar Shekamatz Yachzer, you can put it back. How do you say that? I'm possible tonight. Our mission says it's possible. Possible sounds, that's irrevocable. My possible Haji Yachzer, until... temporarily possible. If you fix it, you fix it. That's the same thing Ben Beseder. Because Ben Beseder was one that said by small yachzir, and the Gemara is assuming for our purposes that Ben Beseder would hold that across the board by all the cases. So what's the machloikis? If the koymitz is still be'en, you didn't do anything with it. It didn't go on the mizbeach, it didn't get lost, it didn't get burned, it didn't fall away. The koymitz is still there. Loy pligir abon aleid b'mseir. Everybody, even the Tanakama holds, you can fix it, put it back into your original klisharis with the rest of the mincha. Keep the wisdom achloikis, the chaser koymitz. I can't find that koymitz. Where is that koymitz, for goodness? I can't find the koymitz. What happens then? Rabbanan Savar lo yovim mitzrich beis v'malenu. There's no way you can fix the original carbon anymore. You start off with square one, bring a brand new isorin soilis, or whatever amount that you want to bring for your mincha, and do a new kmitza. You can't go and fill up that original gishoris by adding back a kmitza. No such thing. No, you can fix it up after all. And therefore, what Rav is saying is, don't say that Rabbanan and our Mishnah hold that it's possible ligamri forever. Even the Rabbanan agree that, depending on whether the Kemitza is still around or not, if the Kemitza is here, yachzer, put it back in, and you can fix the car. If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, and that's the pshat in Rav, yichachi ben b'seir o'im yachzer, yachzer, the yachzer, the yikmoitz v'imin, like we had our lashon of our Mishnah, it should rather say than b'seir o'imer yachzer v'yamitzach beisar v'yamalenu v'yachzer v'yikmoitz v'imin miboyle. Because just the yachzer v'yachzer, even the Tanakama agrees to way that you can go and fix it according to Rav. So why would it say according to Ben Beseder? All you have to do is put it back in. The Tanakam all told you I gotta put it back in. The Chiddush of Ben Beseder is you go home, bring new flour, and you can fill up the chisaron by the poor, the deficient and inferior kmitza. So that sounds like that's not the pshat. Says Yimara, yeah, here it says Beis, says Shitim Kabetzis, Elo, brand new pshat. Rav is not talking Alibid Rabbonon, he's not being Mechadish, and according to Rabbonon, you can fix your carbon. Rav is talking according to Ben Beseira. Kikom Rav the Ben Beseira. He's saying, you know what Ben Beseira holds? You got a bad carbon, do it over again, and you can fix it. In the Mishnah, the Ben Beseder says you can do it all again. I need Rav to repeat Ben Beseder's halacha in the Mishnah. Now to say Ma'ad Kam Likomachir Ben Beseder Ela Bismoil Al Bishar Sulim Loi. If he did it with a smile, that's why it's not Nishke Ferlach. Come on, the right hand, the left hand. You did your right. The two yads go together. Nishke Ferlach. You can redo it. But Azorin Oyin Mitat Ful Yoyin Mitachos Yipurim Shloi Rochet Yidaim Raglayim Chas Bisholim. He should do it. The whole thing is puzzle. Snishgit. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Rav, that Ben Beseder is not only arguing the case of Smoil, but all the cases. Frankly, Mara. Zoi Bazoi, Maishno de Smoil, or maybe he's explaining, Maishno Smoil, what's the reason why Smoil, you can fix it? Because Ashkelon Hechsheir Rabbi Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we always find that you can go and do an Avodah B'Smoil. Where do we find Avodah B'Smoil on Yom Kippur? When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, his hands are full.
Both
hands are full. One hand is full with the kaf full of the Torahs, and the other one has the machvas full of the Gecholim. Then he has to go and put it together. One of the difficult Avodah B'Smoil, Chafina. Anyway, the point is he uses both hands. So therefore, give this coin a hand. Even though he did it with a smile, he should be able to redo it. So tomorrow, Zornami Ashkan Lechsher B'Shchita. Same thing we find by Azar. And that's what Rav is telling us. That's why Ben Beseder said you can redo it, the smile. So Nishke Fairlach, because he finds somewhere else. Hutra Machlala. Here too, the Gabi Zor is also Hutra Machlala. Where? That Shchita, everything is Shchita, the Zor is Kusha B'Shchita. So you see that Azar is also Kusha. Says Yimara, Shchita Nishkaraika, Shchita Lav Avoidehi. Because even a Zor is Kusha by Shchita, because not an avoid. Fetimo Avaloi is not an avoid, Om Reb Zeira, Om Rav. Shchita is Parah, if you're shechting a Parah Duma, and you do a bizarre, it's Basel Psula. Vyam Rav Allah, Eloz V'chukik Siva. How do I know it's Basel? Because it says Eloz Rakoyim, and it says Chuka, that's the whole Parsha of Parah Duma starts off, Zois Chuka Satoya, and therefore it's got to be exactly, and that's why Zor is Basel. Sorry, Bazoi, so I see it is an avoid that normally a Zor is possible. So Timor Shani Parah the Kochi Bede Kabaisi. Don't compare Parah Duma to a regular car. That's only Bede Kabaisi. Pretty much only Bede Kabaisi left Koshkinu. Ma the Kochi Bede Kabaisi boy Kuhuna. And a Zor is possible Bishchita. Kochi Bezech Le Bokuna. Sechab Kochi Bezech Al Achas Kama Vekama. Kal Vachoymer Ben Veroishu Kal Vachoymer. That this is an avoid and it should require a coin. Just like Maris the Goyim. Maris the Goyim, this is Nishkan Avoida. If Chas V'Sholom person says, I think I have Tsaras on my body, on my house, you call the coin. It's a coin for Shtai Pesach, it's a Tsaras. Call a doctor, call a scientist. It has nothing to do with Avoida. It's a din. So here too, like part of doing it's a din. Let's go learn from Bama that what, that just like Bama is Mutter B'Yoytze and Mutter B'Bechoyreis, remember we had in the end of Zvachim, that by the Bamais was Heter HaBamais, that anybody could do the Avoida, you didn't have to have Daf the Kehanim, or the Chalpach, the Bechoyreis did it, you didn't have to have the Kehanim, and therefore the Zor is Mutter because of Bama. He's saying the Bama Liofina, why not? Because Bama, that's totally out of the Beis Hamikdash, that's a totally different parish. It's Bamas. Oh, but Tani Vilumin Lioitse Shim Ololoyered. What happens if you had part of the curtain was possible be Yoitse, went outside the Azar? You put it on the Mizbeach by mistake, Ololoyered. Shari Yoitse Kosher B'Mama. So you see, you can learn from Bamas. Says Yimar, that really wasn't a full-fledged Limud Tana Azuis Torah Soila Samachlei. He was really learning from the pasuk Azuis Torah Soila Torah Achas Tachol Oilin Tanim Ololoyered. Ella Taima Dashmina Rav. Holav Hochi have a mina bishar psulim possible Ben Beseder. That's the reason why Rav had to go and tell us, because by all the other psulim I would think Ben Beseder passes. I would think that he would hold his possible and you cannot redo it. Ah, that's what Rav is being machadish. What time you stay to the price? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Luz, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Masha Ben Beseder, Bechol Absulim Kulan. So Rav is coming to tell us that Rabbi Ben Beseder was matter in all cases. Shnei Tuch Shon in the Brisa said that you can redo it. Machshir Ben Beseder B'chol Absulim Kula. V'tanya have another Brisa. V'kamas Misham. What means V'kamas Misham? Meloy Kumtzai. Misham means V'mokim Shirag Liazor Oimdais. The Kemitzi you can do in the Ezra Yisrael, the first 11 Amis where the Balaam are standing. Ben Beseder Oimer. Minayin Shem Kometz B'Smoil. Shiachs V'yachser V'yikmoitz V'yimin. How do I know? Tamalim V'kometz Misham. V'mokim Shir Kometz Kvar. Hezay Bazoi. The Kivan Dikra stomach Sibba, this passage doesn't talk about smoil, it just says the Kometz Misham, return it to the same place, is Mali Smol and Mali Shar Psul. So what is Rav coming to Mechadish? Elohokam Mashmal and Rav, Kometz Vafilu Kidesh. Not only did a Kmitza, but he also put the Kmitza back into a Kli, and he was Makdashit. Even in such a case that it's received this full-fledged Kedusha, you can still redo it, nevertheless, by putting it back in and doing it the amen. Fafukim had it annoyed that disagree. Okay, I think people want to start davening. We'll stop over here. Yishevayach, everyone. Baruch Avatzlocha.